Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. In this Perek, we'll talk about different testimony that Rabbi Hananiah, who was one of the Segan HaKohanim, one of the administrators of the Kohanim, he testified about. We'll first talk about Tum'ah, we'll talk about impurity, about causing something to become a higher level of Tum'ah. We'll talk about it in terms of the Tirumah, or the Kodashim, that are already Tameh, Mishnah says. Rabbi Hananiah, Segan HaKohanim, He'id Arba'a Devarim, Rabbi Hananiah, who was an officer of the Kohanim, he gave testimony about four different matters. Number one, Mi mehem shel Kohanim, in all the days of the Kohanim, lo nimne'u milisrofet habasar shenitma bevlat ha-tum'ah, im habasar shenitma be'avat tum'ah. In all the days of the Kohanim, they never refrained from burning korban meat that became tameh by touching a sheni of tum'ah. The laws of tum'ah tahara are beyond the scope of this Mishnah, but if something touches a sheni of tum'ah, it becomes a shelishi in terms of its impurity. So it was a lower level of impurity, and they would burn it together with other korban meat that became tameh, that touched an avat tum'ah. If something touched an avat tum'ah, it's a rishon. So even though now that these korbanot, these different pieces of meat are going to be touching each other, afal pi, shemosifin tum'ah al tum'ato, even though the burning of two pieces of meat together, you're going to add a greater level of tum'ah to the tum'ah of the first piece. The tum'ah of the first piece was a shelishi. So now that is going to be touching a rishon, and they're going to be burned together. So the shelishi becomes a sheni, because it touched the rishon. So the level of tum'ah has increased. But says Rabbi Hanina, regardless, even though the level of tum'ah is going up, the Kohanim who were in charge of the Beit HaMikdash, they burned these pieces together anyway. We see from here that even though you're not allowed to cause tum'ah to Kodashim, once something is already impure and not usable, you're allowed to put a higher level of tum'ah on it, because there's no longer a situation where it's going to be eaten, but it has to be burned because of the tum'ah. The next Tana is even more lenient. Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went to the next level. Mi mehem shel Kohanim, in the days of the Kohanim, lo nimne'u milahadlik et hashemen shenifsal betvul yom bener shenitma betamemet. Says Rabbi Akiva that the Kohanim, what they would do is they wouldn't hold back from taking oil of teruma that became disqualified by having contact with a tvul yom, a sheni level of tum'ah. So the oil was now a shelishi. They wouldn't hold back from taking that oil and putting it together in a metal lamp that had become tameh by touching somebody that who became tameh from a corpse. So the lamp was now an avat tum'ah. Aval pishe mosifin tum'ah tum'ato. Even though by doing this they were adding a greater level of tum'ah to the oil's previous level of tum'ah. After it came into contact with its tful yom, the oil is now considered to be a shelishi, a third level of tum'ah. Now that it came into contact with a lamp, which was an av ha-tum'ah, it becomes a rishon. So we see from here that even though it's forbidden to cause tum'ah to tirumah, like we all agree on, it is permissible to make a rishon out of tirumah that was previously a shelishi. So in other words, it can go up two levels, according to the Biakiva. The tirumah is being burned anyway, and therefore, you can get rid of it no matter what. So therefore, it can go up two levels, according to Rabbi Akiva. So he's even more lenient than Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina told us that it's permissible to raise the level of tum'ah one degree by making a sheni into a rishon. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is you're even allowed to raise it 2 degrees by making a rishon out of something that was previously a shelishi, a third degree.